big nuclear time bombs. Holy overeating. Holy roller coasters.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time for the Lion Sidekick Podcast.
Hey, 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 everyone. This is not the Fat Albert Show, but this is the YM Sidekick Podcast Show, and this is episode number 8. I'm Tom Pounder, and I'm grateful that you are here. This is the place where student and online ministers can hopefully get some cool tricks and tools and ideas of how to do ministry better. So we're excited that you're here. I'm excited that you're here. Just a little disclaimer, you know, when I first started this podcast a few months ago, I said that, you know, it's going to be about 15, maybe 20 minutes per podcast. I keep it short. But as I've been interviewing people, I've just realized that it's hard to keep it to 15 minutes. And so because the interviews are good, I've enjoyed the interviews, I've enjoyed the conversations. And so just to give you a little heads up, I will probably stop apologizing for them going long. And the target now is probably around the 20 to 25 minute range, because again, I feel like the content is good, the conversations are good, and gosh darn it to heck, we're having fun, and I'm having fun doing this. So this has gone over very well, and again, I cannot thank you enough for listening to this podcast. Today, we have a special guest, Jay Kranda from Saddleback Community Church. He is the online campus pastor, and truth be known, and I'll get into this with him in the interview, but when I first started doing online ministry, Jay was the very first person I called to try to get some ideas on how to do online ministry. And he's been so helpful for me in the past, and I know moving forward, he's going to be even a bigger help. And they've got this cool thing that they're doing right now at Saddleback Community Church that I'm really excited to talk to him about. So I'm going to get into the interview right now. We're going to have some fun, and we'll go from there. All right, Jay, welcome to the YM Sidekick Podcast Show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on the show.
Jay, well, you're like my idol on a lot of levels. You're like the when I started doing online ministry, you were like the guy. You were the first person I called because I was like, yeah, I gotta get some information on how to do online ministry. So just so everyone knows your background a little bit, how did you get plugged into online ministry?
Well, I definitely didn't go to school for it, and none of my friends were doing it, so it wasn't really something that I signed up for. You know, when I first felt like I was being called into ministry, you know, I came to Christ through just a kind of a broken home, and in the midst of that, I got invited to church, and pretty much the church was some place where I felt peace and at. And I really liked everybody, and they felt like they were being real and authentic, and my home life wasn't that way at that point. Nice. And I was drawn to that atmosphere. And so very early on, I knew that I wanted to do some form of church full time, because it was such a just a huge part of getting me on a track that was healthy and right. Mm-hmm. And through that, I started serving at Saddleback, really started off as an intern about it was like 7 or 8 years ago. And I served on the small groups team, and then I got a job on the communications team. And because it was the communications team, they had a thing called the Internet Campus that somebody had started like a couple years prior, but hadn't really developed it. It was just kind of like, it was live streamed. And I started to, because I was kind of the ministry guy on the communications team, they hired me to be like the people person, because all the creatives weren't really relatable. And yeah. So they kind of like, my boss, who's now the global peace, the global communications pastor at Saddleback, he's just like, Jay, you got a heart for people. I want you to build up these teams so we can, you know, scale this and get others involved. And in that process, I got thrown into online ministry, and it was just something that I just kind of like, I got some chat hosts too. And then really quickly, I just saw the potential, and I had a couple cool, I had some cool stories and interactions, and I had some people above me that had vision for it. And really quickly, you know, I got connected to the guys at Life Church. Nice. And we had a guy on a Tony Stewart, if you remember. Tony Stewart was a guy who was at Life Church, who actually was at Saddleback prior. And we real quick connected. And I don't know, I just kind of got, I think because of Saddleback and because of everything that was going on, I just got excited for what it could be. And then we just started testing, and everything we've done in the last, you know, 6 years has been a lot of testing. There's been some things that have worked really well, some of our small group strategy. There's other things that have like fallen straight on their face. And so it's a lot of learning. I've talked to so many different people and just conversations we've had, and I've talked to so many people doing online ministry that has challenged me and, oh, I need to do that. I need to do that. And so it's a great community. I feel like you would agree with that. It's a great community of people that are just open and willing to share whatever, you know, they're going through.
Yeah, I agree. You guys have been so helpful for me because, again, I have a student ministry background. And so even though I love social media and I was kind of into all that stuff, this online stuff is so awesome. I'm so passionate about it right now. And for me to be able to go to people like you and Nils and other people to talk to and throw ideas by you guys has been so helpful for me. So the community, you're right, is awesome. So I appreciate you guys so much.
Well, and right before the show started, you like gave me a tip that I'm going to be checking out. You had some like hot tip here on the show that I'm going to be checking out.
Yeah, you got to definitely check it out. It's Periscope by Twitter. Yeah. So, all right. So the one thing that really fascinated me in my conversations with you is this thing that you guys do is called the extension group, a part of your ministry. What is an extension group?
Yeah, that's a great question. Our extension groups are pretty much what it is. It's a small group that has decided to go to the next level. And because here at Saddleback, we allow people to host groups in other places outside of a local campus, and really all those groups fall – sorry, I'm fighting a cold here. So
no, that's okay.
So all those groups fall under me. And so what we do is we provide a pathway. And really it starts with an online group, is that you can start as an online group, and then eventually we're going to want to move you to a small group that meets in a home. And then the next level is an extension group. And an extension group is a small group that now has intentionally, they're either right at the brink of getting ready to subgroup, or there's some potential though that we have noticed. And so really extension groups are small groups that have the potential of multiplying very rapidly and potentially even moving into a campus launch. And really we have a goal of getting anywhere from, you know, 8 to 12 different small groups growing out from one small group. And that would be a collection of extension groups. And then we would use those collection of extension groups to do some intentional small group training for us, purpose-driven life training, you know, the purpose-driven church training and how we do it. And then, you know, we would do some flyouts and sit out and, you know, get them rallied. And then it would lead to preview events and eventually to a launch if everything goes away. But there's a big part of that, just to be honest, that is a lot of speculation because we're up to a part. Some of it, we haven't actually launched a campus from this strategy. We got some really good gatherings of 40 people, but going from 40 to 50, 50 to 60, 60 to 70, now it's – those are some big barriers that we're realizing. We're trying to hone in like where some of our failures and some of our success that we can capitalize and really spread out to all of our groups.
Okay, that's really cool. So the ultimate goal then of an extension group would be to be a church plant or like a campus, a Saddleback campus.
Yeah. And we're finding out that, you know, not every small group, and we know this that no matter what church you work at, every small group looks very different. And so we're not anticipating every small group that's affiliated with the online campus will become a plant, but we do know that there's a percentage. And really the strategy here was very much, you know, Rick wanted to provide a way for, you know, us to identify, you know, maybe the non-official, you know, church planner gatherer, the person who starts a group. And we all encounter these people, you know, they're at an event and they can gather people like easily. Yeah. And maybe they don't, maybe they're a business man or woman, maybe they own something or maybe they don't. And, you know, we just want to capitalize on some of that entrepreneurial spirit that maybe God has given them for a kingdom cause. And so it's a really interesting strategy, you know, and there's a couple of things here. It might look like a full plant or it might look like an extension site. And so everything's going to look a little bit different. You know, like I went to a local university here in Southern California, but I also know that local university has some extension sites, you know, in different places in California and in New York. And so I know that if I went to those extension sites will have a taste or some kind of experience affiliating with my university, but it won't be the full experience as if I was going to university itself that's in La Mirada. And so for us, we realize that maybe the end goal for some, for very few, are going to be a launch. Some of them, there might be a half step where they're just going to have a gather around and have a service every week. And maybe it's going to be, you know, very simple. But there's a lot of potential there.
Now, this sounds definitely very cool, and this is why I've been fascinated with it. But now, is every extension group, I'm assuming they all look a little bit differently, but are there some key components to an extension group that you guys would characterize, like they need to have this, this, and this?
Yeah, one of our big failures was we actually did this when we first started this was we actually wanted to start with a service right away when we first did this. Like as quick as possible, get a service going. And we had, and I've shared this in a couple different, with a couple different people, was we had one grow. And really we said, you know, if you pretty much you could sign up to host a service. And what happened was, is that that was too much of a time commitment for the average lay leader to really like pull off. So you're in Nevada or you're in, Chicago or something, and you love Saddleback and, or you, whatever it is, you've come in contact with me. You land on a site and it says, you know, host a service kind of. And mm-hmm. for the average person, two things. It was very time intensive for them. And it was very time intensive for us to try to pull off a service. So they were asking all these questions and we needed to start shipping out things. And in all reality, not that, you know, God can't work in that, but it's just maybe they're not going to work out. Mm-hmm. And we're going to invest all this time into something they haven't really proven that. First off, they haven't proven that they're all in.
Yeah.
And so what happened was we had a lot of those that really, and the, I'll say on top of that, we set an expectation of what was going to happen. And the expectation was whatever the deliverable was, it was a service and that was going to be a high deliverable and a high expectation. And mm-hmm. so we actually switched from that strategy of launching a service where we actually back in and we said, hey, the first step to become an extension host was to just host a group. And host a group with, you know, three or four other people. And then really your goal in the first 3 to 4 months is to be a healthy group. Have a healthy group, healthy things grow and multiply. And then when you get to the 4 month mark, 4 to 8 month mark, we're talking about subgrouping a couple times. And so we have that strategy. And so part of that is we have a mixed bag now is that we have 61 extensions. Wow. That some have that expectation of a service and some have that expectation of a group. And part of that is because we kind of U-turned on our strategy midway through, it delivers all sorts of things. And I'll add on top of that, we have extensions also that mean we have 8 extensions that are in prisons. And, wow. And they actually, only one of them does small groups, but 8 of them, 7 of them are just a service. And really the chaplain, we worked with the chaplain, and we worked with the prisons and they're not really, we can't really do too much. It's a really, a prison extension is already at its like potential right now. Yeah. Like there's not really a next step. And so Actually the unique thing is we actually ship them DVDs because of their, so every week we ship them DVDs of the service because, you know, it's, you know, a Wi-Fi is an issue. One of our extensions in Manila, actually, they're the one that is able to do small groups. It's like a women's prison in Manila, outside of Manila, but they have 25 small groups. Wow. And, but that, what that was is Grace, who leads that. She's just like, I just get out of the way. I'm like, she's crazy. She's amazing. She's got so much energy and she's got so much vision. That's like, Grace, you know, you tell me what you need. You know, like you're doing this way better than me. And really what we've learned in some of those occasions, the ones that really work well, then we spend some intensive time with those hosts, like with Grace. And we have a couple other, we're like, okay, how did you do this? Like, Like you've kind of grown in spite of us. So like, you know, like tell us what, you know, what worked, what didn't work. And so, yeah, everyone's a little bit different, but ideally we just want people doing life together and ultimately starting to do the church thing. That's why really an extension is a small group just on steroids, you know?
Yeah. No, that's awesome. Well, so do you directly oversee the extension groups or do you have other people monitoring that?
Yeah, well, with the 61 extensions, I directly oversee. And then what we do is, and part of this is a new strategy, but every small group, every extension host, you know, their goal is to have multiple groups under them. And so I might oversee 61 groups, extension groups, but like one of our extensions – that's about an hour and a half away from us, has about 9 small groups under them. And so, you know, they are, and we have a role here at Saddleback that if anybody's familiar with Saddleback, how we do small groups, we have a role called a community leader. And they're over, you know, anywhere from 10 to 20 small groups. And it's a volunteer role. And really, we train them that they have to contact their groups weekly. And if you're an extension host, they're part of your community. So that isn't really a big thing. But with that, we give them training as a community leader. And so I have some of the direct care. Really, I have a direct contact with each extension. And then kind of there's extensions that are in phase one, phase two. And majority of them are in phase one. Majority of them are just functioning small groups that have like indicated. Right. And then we might have, I would probably say two that are like really at the stage where they could go to the next level. And then we have about 10 that are like, you know, either they're a prison extension or we have one in a retirement community that they're not necessarily going to move over to another phase. They're going to stay there. So we kind of have these phases that we work. Okay. And if you're gathering 40 to 50 people and you got 10 small groups and really you have the potential of launching a full campus, then that takes a lot of time. And we have one of those right now that I spend a lot of time with, Colleen, and you know, there's all sorts of things. And so, yeah.
That's awesome. Well, hypothetically speaking, tell me how this process would work. If I'm an online viewer and I'm all the way in Virginia here, and I'm an online viewer of the Saddleback campus and stuff, how would I get plugged into an extension group? What would I need to do to do that?
Well, you wouldn't play Kentucky, but that's the different Virginia. But
are you a Kentucky fan?
No, I'm a basketball fan, so okay. You know it was. Anyways,
well, I know anyway. From listening to your podcast that you're a big Laker fan.
So. Oh, I'm a big which hey, you know, with them being so bad, I got to watch some good basketball. So you know that's the hard part. Great question. So really, our ideal is that you're watching online, you're experiencing the service. A couple scenarios: you come to know Christ, or you come back to Christ. And you're in Virginia and, you know, God's leading you. And all of a sudden you get this fire in your heart. You hear us talk about, hey, start a group in your home. You know, really because of Saddleback strategy, it's not about information, it's about transformation. We're not really looking for teachers. We're looking for hosts because the video material guides the conversation. We have questions. Mm-hmm. And so they know Christ. They're wanting to, they hear that pitch and either they come through a prayer request or they see a pitch on the, you know, during the service. No matter where they come at, I'm going to talk to them. If I'm talking to you, I'm going to go, Tom, you need to host a group in your area. Get a couple friends together that you feel like you could do life with. They don't got to be perfect people, but let's go through. And we have if it's non-campaign time, you know, we have once or twice a year where we're going to do a big series. Right now we're doing Daring Faith. So we're adding a lot of new groups. But if it's not there, we have a group material called God's Design for Your Life, which actually there's an introductory study that it's all focused around training the small group about what a healthy group is.
Cool.
And it's video material, it's narrative. And then we have a study around each purpose. So there's six studies, but they're like, you know, each study is multiple weeks. And so our goal is like, hey, Tom, you need to host a group. Go through God's Design for Your Life. The material will train everybody what a healthy group looks like and then finish all the study, and that will take them, you know, 5 months, you know, if they do it. And so go through that. And then what I'm going to say is I'm going to have a community leader over them. And then, I'm going to have them contacting. And then my community leaders are trained that, hey, Tom's group is growing. Like there's like, it started with like four people. They're into like their second study and they're up to like 12 people. And Tom's asking all these questions. And I'm like, okay, great. That will be an indicator. I need to call Tom. And I'll call Tom and I go, Tom, tell me about your group. Like, what are you thinking about? He goes, wow, I just started doing this study. And then I would move them over. Okay, how about we start getting a little bit more intentional? So part of it is that they start a group and then I use my volunteer team and then interactions I have to really highlight people that are just natural gatherers. And so then I would move them over into a category where I would say, okay, guys, Tom, let's start meeting, you know, once a month on the phone or Skype, FaceTime, whatever. Let's start meeting and I'm going to talk through some of the dynamics. And really the first dynamic is I want you to just be solely focused on being a healthy group right now. Get a healthy core and then let's identify one other co-host that you can start. And really ideally, I don't want it to be a co-host. I want it to be a couple because at least if they split and no one shows up, there's at least two people there because that's just dynamic wise. And so So we want that. And so in the next couple of weeks, I would have them identify a co-host, another couple, and then intentionally split and meet in the same house. And then really the first year is all about getting to three or four groups, being a healthy core, having some having some monthly time with your leaders that are leading the groups, and then they would regularly interact with me. And so at the end of the year, then it would be like, okay, now you're at three or four groups, you're around, 30 people. We would start setting up a date for us to fly out and do an all day, purpose-driven small group training where we would talk about the launch strategy. We would talk about what does it look like for each group to live out something like evangelism, each group to do fellowship. And then we would gather everybody that's in the small group and give them the pitch. And then we would say, hey, one way you can help this is you could start another group. Yeah. And so really the goal is in a year and a half is to go from a healthy group core to, five to six groups that are meeting. And then now the extension host who started it is now monthly meeting with them at a coffee shop talking about group dynamics. And then I'm monthly meeting with the host of the extension. And then we would take strategic times to fly out and do our training. And so we have one group that we have done this with, and we're at that. We've done a monthly training already where we actually drove out because it was 2 hours away, so it wasn't too far. And we did an all-day training. And then the host is monthly meeting with their leaders. And so that's kind of – and then ideally when they get to that point, now what we're doing is when you get around 70 people and, anywhere from 8 to 12 different groups, then we start having preview events. And then we have preview events where we come out and kind of have a taste of how many people. Because the key here is not to build like a crowd of 70. The key is to build a core of 70. Mm. And so that's a lot of people go, well, if you just did this and this, we can get to 70. No, we want core people. Because we want to, if we come in to launch a service, we need 70 people. Because that first service, you might have 300 people, but the next week it's going to be cut in half. I mean, that's what just happens. And so we need a core group of people. And so we do preview events and then we start building to a launch and then we would launch the service.
That's awesome. Jeez, this is so exciting. Just hearing you talk about all this stuff, I just have all these thoughts and I'm like, I need to, because right now where I'm at is at the end of November, I started my first online life group. And so we had like five people involved. And then I wanted to try to multiply that. It didn't quite multiply this time. So we have another group started as our second group. But I've been definitely sensing this. I need to take another step now. What do I need to do now? And this conversation with you has given me just a whole bunch of different new ideas that I haven't even been thinking about. So this is awesome. So
cool.
Well,
sweet.
All right. Well, Jay, thanks for talking to me about this.
Yeah.
Before we go, though, I do want to plug your stuff here. You have a great podcast out there that you're a co-host of. Can you tell everyone again, the only people probably listening to this podcast, honestly, is just me and my family. But for anybody who is new here and does not know about your cool podcast, can you tell them about what you guys do?
Yeah. So our podcast is Social Media Church Podcast. You can go to socialmedia.church. And we talk to different church leaders about what's happening online and really conversations about web strategy, social media strategy, and just online trends. So part of it, I love the little tip you dropped with the new Twitter tool about the live streaming different tweets, because those are things that we're always looking for. And really our heart is for church leaders, people that are just busy, doing with people, mentoring, discipling people. And, Niels and I, we are very fortunate to be where we're at, and there's some conversations we get to be included in on. And part of it is we just want to share some of our learnings, and hopefully we get to inspire and encourage other people to use some of the tools that we get to use. And really, it's just that heart that we want to help the church leader who's at churches all around the country and the world, and just encourage them to use some of this new technology and the new ways that you can do ministry. And so that's really the heart behind what we do and the podcast. So we do it every week. They're 20-minute shows. We try to keep them short and sweet because, people are busy. And so you can go to socialmedia.church, or you can find it on the iTunes store by searching Social Media Church.
That is awesome. Yeah, I agree. I think your all's podcast is fantastic. I love listening to you guys, and I love your banter. Even though he's got the upper hand on the Spurs right now, they're getting too old, man. They can't keep this up.
No, they're pulling a Robertson. Robertson, you know. So Robertson now is on those like Pizza Hut commercials. You know, Tim Duncan's gonna be on those Pizza Hut commercials. Even though I love Tim Duncan. As much as I hate, you know, they're a good team, and hey, I know is that hey, the luxury tax, the salary tax is being raised, so the big markets like the Knicks and the Lakers are going to be able to afford all this, and the small markets are going to pay for it.
So. Yeah, well, I doubt the Knicks will be able to come back ever, but I do think the Lakers can come back. The Knicks are just this pit of despair.
So. Yeah, I know. It's true. Yeah.
Well, Jay, I do appreciate you joining me today. So thanks for joining me. And I hope everyone checks out his podcast each week. So thanks, Jay.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that basically wraps us up for today. I want to thank Jay for joining me again. And definitely check out his podcast. Check out his blog. It's Online Forward. And it is he's just a wealth of information. He's learning. Every day he's learning something new. As this whole field of online ministry is so new, and the sky really is the limit on that. So you definitely want to be following some cool people online and checking out what they're doing so you can kind of get ahead of the game as well. All right, everyone. Well, thanks for joining me. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes. We'd love for you to subscribe, write a review, and just say some pretty nice things about us. You can tweet it, use the hashtag YMSidekick, or you can even use our new Twitter handle @YMSidekick. Hey, thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week.